Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And if you're trying to think what to get your pets for Christmas or Hanukkah, or whatever holiday you celebrate.
Well, this isn't just for pets. This is for the pet lover.
Oh, you're going to have the big list today, right?
Yes. This is for the humans.
You're very excited about this.
I am. There's just so many cool things out. And we're going to take a couple of weeks and do them for the next couple of weeks, since this is like, you know, Black Friday weekend.
I don't think I've ever seen you this excited here.
Oh, it's just so much good
stuff.
Any
giveaways? We're going to have giveaways?
We are going to have giveaways.
Okay, so that's on the show today. You're going to hear some great items for both the pet and the pet owner today, as we kick it off on this Black Friday weekend. And I say that because nobody shops on Black Friday anymore. Nobody wakes up at 5 in the morning. And
I love to see the stores.
They've been doing Black Friday all month every Friday.
I know, they started earlier and earlier, it seems like.
And I love to see that some of these stores were finally closed on Thanksgiving and not open and making their workers work all day.
Okay.
Yes. So what are we going to do with our relatives? They're going to have to stare at the relatives and we'll be like, thank God we can go shopping.
Okay. So that's on the way. And in just a few minutes, we're also going to talk to Eric of Eric and Petey fame. And you may have seen this video. It has over 50 million. Views, 50 to 60 million views.
More than that, yes.
This guy weighed 320 pounds, and a dog saved his life. He went out, he rescued a dog, and the dog actually saved his life. He now weighs 180 pounds, is that correct?
175 pounds.
Okay, so that's on the way in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Well, this is, you know, like we were talking about, holidays, time of year. So everybody's either going to jump in the car or, you know, hop on an airplane and go somewhere. But what do you do with your pets if you can't take them along?
Well, you'd have to hire a pet sitter, I would imagine.
Well, you might have to if there's not some, you know, human in your family who can stay home with your fur children. So we're going to talk about ways to, you know, so there's some organizations you can go through to look for a good pet sitter, and also what you need to know besides that to really hone in on some of the finer aspects of hiring a pet sitter.
Okay,
because I did some interviewing of our own Judy Francis here.
Yeah. I was going to say she probably learned something from this, but maybe she could teach it.
Maybe.
Okay, that's on the way in just a couple of minutes. We're going to go to the phones first for your calls. Calls for Dr. Debbie or for dog father Joey Villani, your grooming questions or your vet questions. Toll free 1-866-405-8405. And you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. So let's go to line
BlackBerry?
Two. Yep, yeah, I know. What's that? Line 5. Is that okay? How long has that line been waiting?
Do we even have a line 5?
I didn't even know.
Poor thing. People have been hanging on there forever. We've never answered line 5.
Okay. This is the first time. Well, hello, Louise. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Where are you calling from today?
Royal Granby, California.
Oh, probably listening on KVEC, I imagine.
Yes, we are.
Well, how can we help you? I have the whole team here for you.
Well, I'm going to get a new Siamese kitty.
Cool.
And I'm also going to get an Abyssinian. Now, I've had Siamese all my life, but I just found out a thing I'd never do. But the Abyssinian, I was very concerned because I ran into a lady that used to work for my vet, and she's retired now. But she was very surprised I was only getting one Abyssinian. And I says, well, why is that? And she says, well, do you know that if they have any kind of emergency where they need, you know, blood, the normal plasma and blood that the vets keep on hand won't work. It has to be a sibling of, you know, or a mother, father of the Abyssinian. It can't be just another Abyssinian.
Wow, is that true, Doc?
Well, it's a breed that the type B blood type is more predominant, which is normally a very uncommon blood type in cats. So there's some thought to that. Yeah. So that's one thing. Otherwise, you can always have a kitty blood typed, and a good breeder, especially within the line of the Abyssinian, should be doing that already be screening.
She sent a swab to Davis to find out because
perfect.
She thought some of her kittens were A and AB.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, so she's got to do that.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the best strategy. But because I'd rather have a little bit of science rather than just say I'm going to have two cats in case one gets sick, because, you know, you never know if the other cat can actually be a donor. So that could be a a fallible way to proceed here.
Well, now, is that true? But if I was to have my cat spayed now, is there too much loss of blood there? Or should I have them bank the blood before?
Not generally. So for a routine, so there's a couple different things at play here. And I guess I should say, so there's blood type related issues with the Abyssinian. So this is kind of a separate thing. And then there's some other inherited blood cell problems. So it's totally a different thing. So there's what we call a red cell fragility problem. So basically meaning that there's an inherited condition that's more common in breeds like the Abyssinian and the Somali particularly, where they can inherit a defect in their blood cells, which causes the cells to lyse or to be hemolyzed. And that can cause a very serious life-threatening anemia. So that's different than talking about a blood type incompatibility. So that too, there are some genetic tests that can be done for these type of conditions. And that's something where I think talking to your breeder about not just the blood typing, but are they checking for that as well as there's another condition called a PK deficiency that's more common in Abyssinians. And that's also a blood cell related problem that can cause kind of episodes of anemia throughout their life. So that might be a situation where, yeah, maybe you'd want to have blood, but, you know, blood doesn't last that long. So it's not like you can put it in the fridge and pull it out a year or two later. You have to have fresh blood. So I think that's where finding out in advance as much as you can is the best way to go. And then really making sure your breeder's doing good genetic screening. And there's a lot more. And it's not just with this breed. There's a lot of different conditions. If you look, say, types of retinal diseases in dogs, kidney diseases, and things like golden retrievers, there's genetic tests that we can actually do to help screen for some of these problems. So if you're really fancy to a certain type of breed, it really behooves everyone's sake to pursue this kind of genetic research. And this is one reason why I know everyone, we all want to rescue and we all want to save lives that are in the shelter. But this kind of research is really important for dogs' long-term survival and making sure we can help to produce good, healthy animals down the road, as well as helping to cross over to humans. So I think genetic testing is really very important.
Yeah. Well, I was told that it's a possibility because the Siamese is AB blood that they could possibly, but that the breeder says she was going to check in at Davis to find out about the Siamese that could possibly be used as a blood donor. But my main concern is, it has to be a family member. It can't be just another Abyssinian to give blood.
It doesn't have to be. You know, it has to be a type B blood. So an animal that has B blood cannot tolerate type A or AB blood at all. And they will have very serious, rapidly fatal symptoms of incompatibility. So that means in the course of a blood transfusion, you don't have room for error if your cat is type B. That's where the problem comes into play. So I wouldn't, you know, even entertain transfusing a cat with a B blood type with an AB blood. That is just, it would be setting up for a problem.
I see. Okay.
That's a great question. Thank you so much for calling, and good luck with your kitty.
Toll free 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team right now. Don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio list, 5 things to know about pet diabetes. November is Pet Diabetes Month, and sadly, it's something that every dog and cat parent needs to know about. Anywhere between 1 in 100 and 1 in 500 cats and dogs are developing diabetes. Since diabetes can affect any dog or cat, I thought I'd share 5 things to know about pet diabetes. To begin with, it's a disease caused by a lack of insulin that affects the level of glucose or sugar in your dog or cat's blood. The glucose comes from the food that your pets eat. The food is broken down into very small components by the digestive system so that the body can use it for energy. Glucose is one of these components and an important source of energy. Glucose is absorbed from the intestines into the bloodstream where it travels to cells throughout the body. Insulin is required for the cells to absorb the glucose. Insulin is produced by the pancreas in response to the amount of glucose in the bloodstream.
Healthy pets produce insulin easy, but pets with diabetes don't. In canine and feline diabetes, unused glucose builds up in the bloodstream. You know, diabetes is a condition that you can often see and identify noticeable changes in your dog or cat's behavior as well as other physical signs. Some of those signs include drinking more water than usual, increased hunger and eating while losing weight. They may urinate more frequently and have a reduction in activity, and in some cases, they may appear to have cloudy eyes. Again, all of these signs can mean something different, which is why it's so important for you to work with your veterinarian to determine what is actually going on. Some of the risk factors for pets include age. Older dogs and cats are more affected. Genetics, obesity, and inactivity are also factors. Next, it's critical that you work with a vet who not only understands your pet, but also diabetes in pets. Like a human with diabetes, it's important that you treat your pet's condition with vigilance and care. Your vet will diagnose diabetes by performing an in-depth health examination and testing your dog's urine and blood as well. Additionally, human diabetes and dog and cat diabetes are very similar, so much so that a dog or cat being treated for diabetes will be utilizing some of the same medication, equipment, and monitoring system that humans with diabetes use. I know many of you will ask if a diabetes diagnosis means a shorter lifespan for your pet. The good news is that with proper management, monitoring, and care, a dog or cat with diabetes can live a long life. Managing a dog or cat with diabetes will often involve blood monitoring, insulin injections, and a controlled diet. Your veterinarian will be the key to understanding your pet's needs, but you'll be the critical component of your pet's health maintenance and longevity. Share your pet diabetes tips on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
This is Animal Radio.
Who else sees those DIY gifts and thinks, I'm totally doing that next year? Well, here's a secret. TheCompanyStore.com. They make great handcrafted gifts, so I can still give those cool gifts and I don't have to make them. But they look like I did. Shh.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com for Cyber Monday deals, November 27th and 28th. Enter the code MONDAY for 25% off your order plus free shipping.
What makes a holiday card unforgettable? Personality. And no one makes it easier or more affordable to create a holiday card full of personality than Vistaprint. For a limited time, get 60% off all custom holiday cards. Plus, save on personalized one-of-a-kind holiday gifts too. With hundreds of stunning designs, your personality will shine through. But act fast. Go to Vistaprint.com until December 6th and enter the promo code RADIO to get 60% off all custom holiday cards. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code RADIO.
Hey everyone!
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Yeah, I have questions.
Prescription drugs aren't as bad as street drugs, right?
Weed's legal, isn't it?
Drinking is worse than smoking weed,
isn't it?
Why is heroin so addictive?
Molly just makes you feel happy.
I have questions.
Mom?
Dad, did you ever try drugs?
They're going to ask. Be ready. Go to drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug Free Kids.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-809-5785.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-809-5785. That's 1-800-809-5785.